And I'm going to talk about something called Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T. I've been using it on my iPhone for a couple months now, I guess. There's a beta app, which I got through Test Flight. It's called Dystopia, D-Y-S-T-O-P-I-A, which I believe means something like a very corrupted utopia. Dystopia was written specifically for voiceover users, and it works great. So I just opened it on my iPhone, and I'm going to show you a few things on it. And I had been using the iPhone exclusively for Reddit, or I should say I've been using Reddit exclusively on the iPhone until today, when I started to figure that I out some things on their website. So I'm able to now use it a little bit there. It seemed pretty daunting to me at first, but I've learned to do some of the basics. So I will show you that also. But what Reddit is, it calls itself the front page of the internet. It is a social media platform where people can write something and then get comments or replies to it, which are read by anybody who subscribes to whatever the topic group is, or they're called subreddits. So a subreddit might be r/birding. There's one for birds that I subscribe to. There's one about blind people that I subscribe to. There's one for Sonos speaker users that I'm in. I'll just kind of go through a little bit of what the main menu is like here. You have to sign up and get an account for it. It's free.
Reddit.
So here's the main menu.
Quick links. Heading. Front page. Button. All. Account. Heading, profile, but saved, upvoted, button, submitted, subreddits, heading.
Okay, here go the subreddits.
Subreddits, head, 20K.
So the first one is called 20K. There's a podcast, which I also recommend, called 20K or 20,000 Hertz. It's a podcast that talks about audio, and it's done by an audio expert. And there have been podcasts on there about how musical instruments work, all kinds of things related to complex audio sounds and binaural recordings and things like that. So that's one.
Ask.
There's one called Ask, where you can ask a question and people will answer it. And I do need to give you this advice. What you read on Reddit, take it with a grain of salt, because anybody can write anything on here. It is moderated to some extent, but there's a lot of profanity on it.
Audio.
There's one I subscribe to, one called Audio.
Beta. Button. Binaural. Birding.
Binaural.
Blind.
Birding. Blind.
Coronavirus. Button.
Coronavirus. I won't go into that one today. That would get us off on a topic that would take us for the next 10 days, probably. Each of these is a topic that I just searched for. And this afternoon, fooling around on the website, I was thinking, what's something that I've never looked for? And I looked for chickens. And right away, I found a subreddit that was all about chickens that people would put in questions. I guess people who raise chickens and so on. So anyway, if I wanted to go into one of these subreddits, I would double tap on it. Let me pick
coronavirus.
One here.
Dreams, but dystopia for redid, fake news, button, flute, button, ham radio, button.
I'll pick ham radio. That's one that I subscribe to. So I'm just going to double tap.
Search ham radio. Search field.
I can search for any string in this ham radio subreddit.
Just passed the technician exam. Search ham, more options.
There's also one that gives me more options. And one of the options, if you're in a group that you've never subscribed to, one of the options is to subscribe to it, which I've done for this group.
Sir, just passed the technician exam.
And this
comments.
Is the first
UAGR
entry that somebody put in.
23 up. 1 hour.
And it says that it has 5 comments. Not only can people comment on a statement somebody's made, they can also upvote, downvote, and
view comments.
See, they can mute.
Save. View author. Share. More options.
You can view who the author is. I've never tried that. And I don't know whether people can see my email address, because when I subscribed, it gave me a random username, which happens to be, I think it's annual constant. It's definitely random.
First contact. 5 okay. Comments. Use
so I'm going to go into this one that says first comment.
20 I'll, hours ago.
Contact.
Self.
I'll double tap on it.
5 comments. Our ham radio.
And I'm going
to
start
Scout Commander,
to the right.
69 up. Red. First contact. I just made my first contact using my Baofeng UV-5R with Nagoya antenna. Ironically, I was talking to a guy a couple of miles up the road but bouncing off of a repeater about 14 miles away.
Okay, so this guy made his statement. Now, if I flick down, I should be able to find the comments that people have made.
Jump to comments.
So I'm going to jump to comments.
Collapsed thread. L1. Perfect. Great start. L2, Scout Commander.
I haven't figured out what L1 and L2 mean yet. It has something to do with something, but I don't know what.
Double tactical act, thanks. L1,
I think L2 is the original poster.
Very cool. I started with the Bayo thing and I worked my way up. I still have a couple that I use on occasion.
Okay, so that's how one of the subreddits works. Now, if I want to go back to the beginning, I hit a four-finger single tap to get me to the top of the page.
Ham radio. Back button.
And I go back.
Back button. First contact.
And then I can either search for a new subreddit by putting in a topic that I don't currently subscribe to. And if it finds it, I can subscribe to it and can read the stuff that comes on it. There's also one called Front Page that gives you a listing of popular posts that have come up recently. And you can sort them in different ways. You can sort it by most popular, by most recent, by hot topics, and a bunch of other things that I haven't fooled around with much yet. But that's basically how it works. And I actually really like it. I find that it's a good diversion when I'm on my way to work and don't want to read anything too deep. Because believe me, you don't get a lot of deep stuff on here. Although there is some good information. There are news subreddits, politics subreddits. There is really one about the coronavirus, which is moderated and seems to provide some real information. But you also get a terrific number of opinions from people. There's one called Change My View, it's CMV. That one is where you have a view on something that other people may disagree with, and you want people to try to change your mind on it. And there is some very weird stuff on there. There's another one I found called Dreams, where people post what their dreams from last night are, and some of them will try to interpret them, and some of them will make snide comments about them and so on. So you get the good with the bad on there. Now, I'm going to go to the website and give you just a little sampling of how that works. Let me turn JAWS up here. Okay, so I'm on the website, which is, I think it's reddit.com. And
Reddit, the front page of the internet.
It calls itself, as I said, the front page of the internet. If I arrow down here.
Press J to jump to the feed. Press question mark to learn the rest of the keyboard shortcuts.
So I can press J to jump to the feed. This only works, though, if I have turned off my virtual cursor, which I will do right now.
Off.
So I turned it off. Now, if I want to see a list of my subreddits, I can hit the letter Q.
Q menu, start typing to filter your communities or use up and down to select, edit, filter.
There we go. So I'm in a list of my communities, and I could type BL and it would bring up blind if I wanted to, but I'll just start arrowing down through it a little bit.
Home selected, popular selected, all selected. Top community Reddit public r/20k/r/ask selected r/audio selected.
So there's audio.
r/data selected.
So each of these has an R and a slash in front of it. So it's Reddit slash whatever the topic is.
r/memorial selected.
So I'm on, let me pick one here.
r/birding selected.
I'll go on birding. Good topic. I'm going to just hit enter on it and see what happens.
Enter. Leaving menus, a place for birders to be r/birding, join, create media, post, create link, post, hot new, top, help, Reddit, app, Reddit, coin.
So it does read a lot of extra stuff that you kind of have to wade through. But if I hit the letter J now, it should read me the first post that it brought up.
J, upload 3 downvote weekly /r/birding discussion March 8, 2020, what did you see this week? Posted by you /auto-moderator 6 days ago, expand content, 11 comments, give.
And if I hit enter, or if I down arrow from it, nothing happens. If I hit enter on it, it actually opens that post and then I can read the comments within it, but I'll hit J again.
J, upvote, bullet, downvote, crackles are back. Crackles are back. Posted by you /clarionfire 1 hour ago, expand content.
We'll try J again.
J, upvote 66, downvote, red wing, blackbird lady doesn't get the same respect. Red wing, blackbird lady doesn't get the same respect.
All right, so I'll hit enter on this and just see what happens.
Enter. Upvote 66, downvote, red wing, blackbird lady doesn't get the same respect. Close.
Now I'm going to hit J.
J, upvote, downvote, level 1, enter, B200, 1, 2 points, 1 hour ago, ready, reply, give, or share, report, save.
I think this is probably a picture, so I'm just going to get out of this.
Escape.
So that gives you the sort of the gist of what Reddit is all about. Reddit has been around for a long time. It has millions of subscribers around the world. My guess is a lot of them are younger people. Who tend to use the profanities more than us older guys do, at least in public. You know, their way of saying things can be very blunt sometimes. They love criticizing people for how stupid they are, things like that. But if you can get beyond that, you can also use this to get some good, valuable information and to have some fun. It's much easier to read stuff on here than it is to wade through all of the pictures and the links on Facebook. And I find it more informative than Twitter, which I get frustrated with because there also are a lot of pictures on there and a lot of very short comments that don't seem to mean a lot to me. And I also like being able to read people's responses easily. I would say that at this point in my learning curve, I'm doing better with Reddit on the iPhone than I am on the computer, but I can definitely use both. You can contribute. There is a subreddit called Limericks, and I happen to really like Limericks. So one of these days I might try putting one on there that I've heard over the years. And believe me, some of them can really be offensive to some people, but that doesn't bother me any, so I enjoy it. So that's what Reddit is all about, and I'm happy for any questions you may have.
How did you figure out all the commands? And second question, how do you stop yourself from going down into a rabbit hole? I can see where you could get locked into reading this thing for like hours and hours and hours.
That's why I like it on my way to work, because it's something that I can pick it up and drop it, whenever I need to, and can just lose. I do lose myself in it. I really do. And I find some of them very entertaining, some of them scary to think that people have the kinds of thoughts they do. So if I want to get out of this one, I should be able to just hit escape.
Escape.
Now, if I turn my virtual cursor back on and go to the top of the screen, you're going to hear some good information.
A place for burners to be. Press J to jump to the feed. Press question mark to learn the rest of the keyboard shortcuts.
So press question mark to learn the rest of the keyboard shortcuts. And if I did press that, it would give me a list of all the keystrokes I've talked about and some others also. If I arrow down again.
Jump to content button.
That's content.
Visited link home.
There's the home. I can go back there, which would take me back to where I'm not in any subreddit, but just in the main menu. This dystopia is really well done, and the guy keeps making improvements to it.